two questions, similar questions. Again, I don't know who it's from. They're in Hungarian, so it's from somebody in Hungary. And the first question is that how is it possible that Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is sick? There are different instances when Lord Chaitanya gets, for instance, indigestion due to overeating. So she asks, how is it that one can become the Lord actually shows sickness? And the answer is that it's his lila, it's his pastime. Both his pastime is Krishna enjoying the mood of being a cowherd prince, and pastime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Brahman of Navadvip. The Lord plays the role, and when he plays the role, he absorbs himself in that role. He's not like a bad actor. Bad actors, they remain conscious of their identity as actors when they're participating in a drama. Good actors, on the other hand, they just lose their identity and they identify with themselves 1,000% with the person who they're playing. And in that way, they also transmit that same mood to others who are watching them. So Krishna is a good actor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a good actor. He completely abandons his godhood to be fully absorbed in the lila. And when that lila is getting angry, when it's being merciful, when it's getting sick, then he experiences all of these moods and feelings as part of his role, part of the script that's written by his own Lila Shakti or by his Yoga Maya. And one should not become bewildered by such things. This is part of the Lord's godhood. It adds real variety to pastimes and allows him to do to enjoy actually being fully absorbed in a specific role. The other question is to do similar, and it's to do with Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit was a Maivadi scholar who would give, as is fashionable nowadays, give talks on Srimad Bhagavatam, but give a Mayavad explanation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got very angry with him. But the question is, but according to Gaurganga Desh Dipika, he is Bhaguru Muni, who used to perform sacrifices at Nanda Maharaj's behest, and was an associate. So he says, how can an associate be a Mayavadi? And once again, the answer is, it's the Lord's Leela. Why can't he? Jai and Vijay are the Lord's associates. Nonetheless, they play the role of demons, and they're fully absorbed in that role. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami takes the role of Balabhacharya, who has some run-ins with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ultimately starts his sampradaya, which is not fully recognized by the authenticity of which is not fully recognized by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Why? Because the Lord engages his devotees in his pastimes. And very often, Krishna will teach people in general through his devotees, through his personal associates. He casts them in a particular role in order to be able to teach the world at large how to react and how to act when one is in a situation. And ultimately, we need to see, are we willing to be ourselves? As Srila Prabhupada said when he arrived here in America, I'm just a puppet in your hands. Now you make me dance as you like. Are we willing to dance according to Krishna's desire? Are we willing to be, if necessary, a Mayavadi? Or are we willing to be a Brahmin scholar? Are we willing to be anything else other than Krishna's, at least play the role temporarily of Krishna's intimate associate? Are we willing to fight with him like Jai and Vijay and be show animosity towards him? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says, just do with me whatever you want. That's Krishna consciousness, and that's what's being shown in these pastimes, is that devotees should expect that going back to Godhead, being liberated, doesn't necessarily mean that forever one's sitting in the same situation, in the same grove, doing the same pastime. It means that there are a variety of different leelas to be enacted in the material world. And sometimes Krishna will ask devotees to play the role of an antagonist, play the role of a Mayavadi. Are we willing to play the role? Why not? Why shouldn't we be willing to? Shukadeva Goswami, Srimati Radharani's parrot, is willing to become a Balabhacharya, then why shouldn't we be willing to accept some role that they cast them in? So that's pure devotion. Prabhupada said, puppet in your hands, just make me dance. And now this becomes the real essence of this question, how we are willing to dance in Krishna's hands. These devotees are willing to take any role. Back to the example of an actor. Sometimes the actor plays the role of the good guy. Sometimes he plays the role of the bad guy. Why not? Ultimately, we want to see how is it that the drama is being enacted and communicated to others, to the audience. Here the audience is people in the material world, and what is it that we want to communicate to them? Well, Ritanaya Sadunam, Vinasya Chaduskutam, Dharma Samstapanartaya. And when Krishna plays with his associates, maybe we become the Vinasya Chaduskutam. Maybe we're the ones who are Dharma Samstapanartaya. The proper conclusion of Vedic literatures needs to be established or pointed out, because we're saying something different. Whatever Krishna wants, that's what it's about. And this is our meditation for the day. Are we willing to dance in any way that Krishna wants to make us dance? Because that's the implication of the pastimes of the Lord, the prayers that devotees offer, Mama Janmani Janmani Swari. But we just always want to be in his association. If he doesn't want us to be a devotee, all right, then you know, let us be an ant, even in the Lord's home. But somehow or another, to be able to serve him in some particular way, whatever he thinks best that service is. Interesting, isn't it? It's a really different conception of God than generally people have, a different conception of going back to Godhead than we also perhaps originally conceive when we come to Krishna consciousness, that we're just sort of going back to Godhead and we're going to stay there in this particularly wonderful but singular role. And that's true. That also goes on. You also continue in the spiritual world in your eternal identity. But along with that, then also this other identity manifests, and those identities in which Krishna himself also appears in the material world and brings his associates either on this planet or the planets of the demigods, and he gets them to expand themselves and participate and play different roles like this in order to manifest his Naimittika Lila, his temporary pastimes in the material world. Yes, things are always expanding on the horizon of Krishna consciousness, and a bit different perspectives on what it means to be back home, back to Godhead. The one thing that doesn't change is that it requires complete surrender. Whatever Krishna wants, we're just a puppet in Krishna's hands, and this is what it's about. Qualifying ourselves for that type of mood and mentality where we really just accept, all right, I'm just a puppet in your hands, you make me dance as you like. Hare Krishna.